Organize Me Radio, episode 36, Life in General. I'm Naima Ford Goldson.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the owner and founder of Life in General. Please welcome Jen Roban. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I am so excited to have you on because I actually met you a while ago. I don't know if you remember, but we did Contained Home together years ago. It was a long time ago. Yeah. So I'm excited to have you on because I've been, you know, watching the things that you do, and I think it's so awesome. And I'm so excited to get into talking about your new book. But first, can you tell us how you got your start in the organizing industry?
Yes. Well, first, thanks for having me. I told you earlier, but I'm a little under the weather, so sorry if I'm a little stuffy. There is a common cold still going around, so just have to start with that. But I started as a professional, a personal assistant, and essentially I was doing what I'm doing now just for one client, was moving him quite a bit, and really realized after doing it for friends and family on the weekends, and just like, this was my passion, this was my calling, making order in systems in people's homes. And I really got to see every single day with my client's life, like how much the organization changed the way he was living. And so cut to 7 years ago, started Life in General, and kind of the rest is history.
Okay, I love it. So let's just jump in and talk about your book because your book was released recently. Can you tell us about your book and what was the inspiration behind it? Look at it, so beautiful.
Let me tell you, I'm so, so proud of this book. So I got an email in early 2020. So right after COVID had just like kind of hit and we were just the very much of unknown. And I got an email from HarperCollins saying, you know, have you ever thought about writing a book? And I'm like, yes, of course, it's on my bucket list, you know. And then I like really thought about it of, you know, I always try to take a step back when I'm asked something like, how can this help and serve more people? And so it was a no-brainer for me. I poured my heart and soul into this over the last year. I'm so excited. It just came out early December. And it's, for me, it's kind of everything that I've ever believed in, our process, our methods, what the heart and soul of Life in General is, kind of put with stories and all this stuff collected into a book. And I've been getting feedback over the last couple of weeks since the book has launched, and just people like, I finished it in a weekend. It's amazing. I'm rereading it again. I'm listening to the audiobook. You nailed it. Like, I think a lot of people didn't know what to really expect with it. You know, of course, there's organizing books with like tips and tricks, but it's so much more than that. And it's really kind of why I started Life in General, which is like the soul that's behind it and how we can really just focus our lives on what matters most. And of course, there's tips and tricks, but it really is. It's everything that I've put into this book, and I'm really, really proud of it. And I'm excited for those who haven't read it. I'm excited for those who are already reading it again. And I just think it's really going to change a lot of people's lives, which is, you know, my purpose.
I love it. I feel like a lot of, you know, organizing experts and professional organizers and, you know, organizing coaches and people like that are always into, you know, helping people and wanting to figure out how, you know, we can extend our reach to people and what we can do to help people get organized, stay organized, you know, not feel overwhelmed and everything. So I think that is so amazing. Do you have any specific, you know, clients or people in your life that inspired you while writing your book?
Yeah. I mean, of course, yeah, when I was writing it, it was thinking about, you know, all the barriers that we come up with and seeing firsthand, like the client that's, I don't have enough time, or the client that is so afraid of letting something go, or there's, you know, the sad part of the organization part where it's, you know, death or divorce and, you know, really becoming their identity and how they can navigate life after and how they can really take, you know, what they want in their everyday life and kind of use these tips and how they can create order in their own home. And so the whole book is inspired by the clients, and I talk a lot about my childhood growing up and, you know, my family, and my dad was a huge part. Like, he always would say, like, connection, and that's the tagline, is connection over collection. And I got that from him because he didn't, you know, when we sat down at a dinner table, it was like, how are you? And you couldn't just say, I'm good. School was good. You know, work was good. He was like, no, no, no. How are you really doing? How's your heart? And I love that because, you know, that's why we're all here. It's this connection and love and building relationships, and it's less about the stuff. And so for me, like, the entire book, of course, was grounded in what I believe is, you know, the connection over collection, but then weaved through is all these beautiful stories of clients and they're, you know, coming in with this overwhelming feeling and then leaving feeling like hope and love and joy and structure and order, of course, but like, you can physically see somebody's life change, not just like the transformation of a space, but like their heart and who they are. And it's really wonderful and powerful. And so I think I've weaved it all in. So every day I'm like, I thought about, you know, the reader, of how that no matter where you are in this world or what walk of life or what journey you are on with your organizing, there's something for you here, and you will find like, oh, I relate to this person, or I maybe not so much this person, but definitely this person over here. So it really is for everyone. And I love that because no matter, like I said, where you are, it's this is the work that you need to do. And this is how you can live a beautiful life, continuing on with these, you know, with all the tips and everything.
I think it's great how you mentioned that, you know, people are basically on their own journeys, right? Some people are chronically disorganized. Some people, whether they're dealing with the loss or might have ADD or something along those lines that prevents them from staying organized. And then some people who just, they just want new systems in place. So I think that, you know, that's important that you mentioned that, because it really does sound like it's a book for anyone and everyone, you know, can find something that they relate to in the book.
Yeah, for sure. And to kind of piggyback off that too, it's whatever season you are in too. And I always say that, like, you could read this year and it means something different next year. And that's like the evergreen of what I wanted to create, is that there's going to be different seasons of life, like whether you're getting married, having children, or the children are now out of the house. It's kind of taking you on your journey, and you can find yourself in here, which I'm really excited to, you know, hear more feedback from everyone.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to read it. So, do you have any specific organizing method that you use when you're working with clients?
Yes. So we have what we call the LIJ method, which is a five-step process. And we really do this in every space. Doesn't matter if you're in a garage, a kitchen, you know, a closet, the foundation is really the same, but there's just, as you're going through the steps, there's a little bit of differences. So again, the first step would be, you know, pull everything out of the space. So if you're in a kitchen or a pantry, I should say, you know, you're going to be checking expirations and all that. Rather, if you're in a closet, it's, you know, are you still wearing it? And does it fit your lifestyle right now? So that's kind of like the caveat, but the foundation is the same. It's step one, you remove all contents. Step two, you're categorizing and sorting through your inventory. And then step three is, this is the discard and donate. So going through the questions like, do you really use it, love it, need it? Those are kind of the main three. But then there's, you know, do you have two of them? Is this belong to you? Can you give it back to a friend? You know, and then the fourth one is the system. So that's really coming up with like the product and containment. I've been speaking a lot about this just with the release of the book. This one's going to be a fun one for people, because I think when they come to Life in General or see us online, it's like, you know, aesthetics, you know, but it has to work, the function, of course. Like, I want it to be beautiful, but it has to be functional. So this one's a good one because you don't have to buy products. You just need containment, and you can reuse things in your house. Or if you get a box that comes in the mail, you can reuse that box for this part of it, or make your own drawer dividers. So we're going to dive a lot of that into next year, which I'm excited about. And then the last one is the maintain. So this one is a fun one and the most important, because you do all these steps and set yourself up for success. But if you're not maintaining it, whether that's, you know, a daily reset, a weekly reset, monthly, whatever that looks like for you in your schedule, you do have to maintain it. Joke that we can't live with you forever. So we can do the work or help you or teach you, you know, virtually or have you read the book and you can really do it. But if you're not going to maintain it, you know, it's not going to stay that way. So putting things back where they belong and making a home for everything. I always say everything in your home should have a home. And so it's really that maintaining. Now you know where it goes. And so you just have to physically put it back because, you know, like I said, can't live with you forever and actually put things back for you. So it's the work that you continue on and the journey forever. But it's so, so important because, you know, what's the point if you're going to do all the other processes but not, you know, maintain it?
And I love that you mentioned that because like your space back there is so beautiful. It looks like everything has a home. And I know a lot of people are drawn to the aesthetics of organizing. So they see something and it's like, ooh, it's like a shiny penny, right? It's like, ooh, this is so beautiful. Look at all these labels. Look at these spice jars. But it's like the maintenance that goes along with it, right? Are you going to make sure that you pour, you know, refill your spice jars and put them back where they belong?
Yeah. And there's definitely like, we love to marry beauty and, you know, and function, but function has to win, right? Like it can look beautiful. And I really believe there's a correlation of how you maintain things when you personally love it. Like I'm going to put things back when it feels good because of the beauty around it, but it also needs to be functioning. And so, you know, our social media is, you know, bright and beautiful, but there's, and that's what I love about our stories is because it's like the real, you know, how we got there. Yeah. But you can have a beautiful space. And that's what I'm encouraging people. It's just what that means to you. And then one step further, like it has to be functional. So like if you have kids, maybe not having glass in your pantry is what is going to work for you because kids could be, you know, messing that up and actually quite dangerous depending on their ages. So it's just right. Like thinking about your space and what it means to you. But yeah, we love marrying beauty and function, but I cannot stress it enough. Function has to win. So the actual system of it, you know, has to make sure it's working.
So you also have your LIJ Academy and other courses that help professional organizers. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So this year, you know, I've been getting asked a lot over the last however many years, feels like forever. Just, you know, like, I wish I had this, right? I wish I had someone to turn to when I started out with all these questions. And, you know, of course, like, I don't know everything and I'm still learning every single day. And I'm like the first to admit it. And I do believe people need to go on their own journey, but I created this academy for other organizers. And so it really is something like, everything I've learned and kind of the trials and tribulations of taking me through my career, you know, kind of saying, hey, this is really what I've learned and tips and how, you know, you can streamline and maybe save yourself some of the heartache and obstacles. If I could, you know, give that to somebody, that is priceless. And I think a big reason why I did that, I mean, I know a big reason why I did that is I believe that if there's more organizers in the world, this world would be a much better place. Yeah. So why not share all of the knowledge and why not help more people so then they can help their clients wherever they are in the world and serve more people. So it's kind of, for me, it's been really fun to have this academy part of the company because, you know, I really like live and breathe life in general and what I've created because I believe in this work so much. And so it's been really fun to see how many organizers that in the academy, you can be in the academy, meaning like our academy has the courses, but we're just coming out with so much stuff. Like there's, you know, design your own organizing business, which is literally A to Z of everything you need to know to start. Then there's like how we do our training with video modules and all that. So it's really been a fun thing for me. And I think a lot of next year and kind of continue on is just helping more people as much as possible. Because like I said, like there's so much organization that can go around in the world, but also I do believe like people need it, you know? So it's just been a fun journey.
I think that's great that you do that because I feel like for those of us who started our businesses, not even that long ago, like, so if you're between like 7 years in, you know, in before, it's like, where were the resources? There's so many resources now, right? And I'm like, where was this when I was doing all the research to, you know, start my business and all the things that, you know, we went through. But it's good that we went through those things, because I feel like, you know, a lot of us, OG, I'll call us, you know, organizers, we've kind of have been able to, you know, see what didn't work for us, or what was lacking when we started, and help others to kind of, like, you know, show them what didn't work for me, and, you know, and this is how you do this, and paperwork, and, you know, just all that stuff that goes with
all the back end business. Like, if starting a business or owning a business was easy, everyone in the world would do it. And let me tell you, it's the hardest thing in the world. And but it is so rewarding. And so again, like, I think it's important for people to go through kind of their process and their journey. But if I could take away, you know, a lot of that pain, I think it's worth it. And so for me, it's like, I love what we're creating with the Academy. I love, you know, every day being able to hear back from other organizers, how it's helping their business and changing the way they think about things and taking the courses. So it's been really fun. Yeah.
Okay. So you're big on Instagram. I have to admit, I'm terrible with social media, but you've got it all figured out. So
oh no.
you have over 340,000 followers on Instagram. So tell me about that. How did you get there? What's the secret?
First, thank you for saying that, but no, I don't have it all figured out. And most of the time I'm like, I do not know social media or technology. But it's, yeah, I think consistency. And really, 7 years ago when I started Life in General, there wasn't as many organizers. And so I think people love to see physical transformations, of course. You know, it's why all the TV shows, it's like the before and afters, like, who doesn't love a good before and after?
Right.
But it really was just like consistency and showing up and telling people the real story. So of course, there's only so much we can share. A lot of our clients sign NDAs and confidentialities, but there's, you know, again, going back to like as many people as we can help. So taking them through the process, and I'm always thinking about the person on the other side, like, how can I inspire, encourage, motivate someone wherever they are to either go along with their organizing journey, start, or just help streamline their own life, because I know hands down that this is what I was meant to be doing. And I know that I love to serve and I love the give back of this job. And so for me, like, having more eyes on us is a bet, like, it's the more eyes, I don't care about the numbers, but it's like the more eyes, the more help, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so with that, it's just being consistent and really showing, you know, the team and the story and the client. And of course, like, there's some big, beautiful spaces. But it's talking about the heart. And like, I love the small space hacks. And like, I don't have a ton of space in my home in certain areas. And I'm like, how can I streamline this? Or I know, you know, we serve anyone from studio apartments to 20,000 square foot mansions. And organizing is not a one size fits all, but there is something for everyone. And I think a lot of our journey with social media, and nowadays everything's online and instant, you know, as much as I can help people and stay consistent and know that at the end of the day, am I doing my best work for somebody and making sure that I'm actually really helping them? I think that's what has been incredible. We're doing a book club. It's lots more details to come, which I'm really excited for, I guess, this month. And we've used to do January in General challenges. And the reason I feel like it's been the most eye-opening, because it's our own community resharing and helping each other, like getting their neighbors involved and their family of how they can reset their life. And so this book club that we're doing now is, it's amazing, and it's walking people through the book. And I think that's going back to the social media and growth is, you know, I want to listen to everyone and I want to be able to kind of have that guide me and how we can create more content for everyone.
I love it. So along the lines of social media, so I have to admit, I saw you on GMA. I saw a segment that you did on GMA and I thought that was so fun. How did you get that opportunity? Did that come through social media? Do you get opportunities through social media?
Yeah, so it's a whole nother world. I'm learning every day about the social media and partnerships and all that. And that was through Wells Fargo. So they had reached out to do a partnership, which was amazing. And they kind of came to me with the GMA segment. And I was like, absolutely. One, it's great exposure, but also, like, again, we could reach more people. And so I do turn down quite a bit, in because I think it's really important not to get lost with all the noise, and that, you know, there's so much that's happening in the world, and I want to make sure long term, like, this is my forever, and so I want to keep it sustainable. And I think there's a lot of noise when it comes to partnerships, and so I really want to make sure I'm very strategic in terms of, like, what do I really believe in, what do I want other people to be a part of or teach them, which has been fun, because, you know, I think people really respect that. And I think people know, like, I've turned down a lot of things, and it doesn't matter about, like, X, Y, and Z, because I'm like, it doesn't make sense. You know, I want to make sure I really, like, I joke when people want to send us things, I'm like, I have a very crazy, like, you got to send it to me. I have to use it. We have to use it with the client. We got to use it with the team. And they're like, never mind, you know, but it's the truth, because it's, I don't want to talk about something that I don't really believe in. And I think long-term, you know, we're coming out with a product line and a lot of other fun stuff in the works, where that process, I think you just find the trust with people, and they know, like, oh shoot, Jen's, like, really only going to talk about things that she believes in, because I think that's the most important thing to do, and to teach people and help people. But knowing that you believe in it too is, you know, priceless.
I love it. I love how intentional you are with, you know, what you support and what you do. And I think that that translates to, you know, I think it translates to like the different followers that you might have, like looking at your Instagram and seeing everything like that. I know, oh, if I look at life in general, oh, look at how beautiful this space is. Oh, look at that. Oh, I love this. I love that. So I love that. So Jen, can you tell me, what is your greatest achievement as a professional organizer, business owner, coach, whatever it is? What's your greatest achievement?
I think, good question. I think this, there's a few things here. So I think just being able to serve people and have the clients that I've met and really changing people's lives, I think that's, like, hands down, like, why I do it. But you know, we've helped thousands and thousands of people, which is pretty amazing, in like 18 states all over the country and into Canada. I think that is one of probably the biggest thing, just being able to serve in the community that I've built. I think having this, you know, my office space here, it's a 5,000 square foot building, and this is people's homes too. And that's kind of what I wanted to create, where it was this, the hub of where the team that works so hard, we have a lot of fun, but we work really hard and care so much about people. And then, of course, the other departments, which is like the Academy and LIJ Spaces, which is the custom cabinetry. Mm-hmm. And this has all been a part of this dream that I wanted to create, like, how could we help and serve more people? And so that's, like, the clients and, of course, the team and this community. And then I'm really proud of this book, and I want to make sure I, like, honor that and not just, you know, have it be a thing. It's like, it really is everything to me. And I just finished the audiobook this week, and, you know, obviously I spoke it, so I was a part of it, but hearing it from a different perspective of, like, driving in a car, being like, how my friends have been listening to it, and they're like, this is really special. And so I think those are the three, but it's been not just an amazing journey. There's been some really low lows and some hardships, but I always want to make sure I'm celebrating the wins, no matter how, like, big or small they are. To me, it's like, what an incredible process that we get to be able to do. And that's probably my three.
Okay. So another question that I love to ask everyone, besides the inspiration and all that, what are some of your favorite organizing products?
A label maker is just amazing. I get carried away sometimes, so I have to be careful. If I could label, like, everything, I would. And matching hangers. I'm a big believer in, I doesn't matter, like, what kind of hangers. I mean, I love the slim line, but if you can have them all matching in your closet, I mean, it changes the whole space. And then probably drawer dividers, just again, opening a drawer and having like a, you know, either a wood or acrylic drawer divider just to keep all your inventory contained. I think it just, it makes you feel good every day that you're opening a drawer or a space that, you know, wouldn't be created, whether it's you DIY your own drawer divider or you buy them, doesn't matter. It's just seeing like all of your stuff, like micro-organized, it's so good.
Jen, you are truly a woman after my own heart because I love all those things too. Jen, thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate your time. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Yes, of course. At Life in General on all of our social media handles or lifeingeneral.com online. But yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been fun. And I hope you join our book club.
Definitely. I'm going to get that book. I'll probably get the audiobook as well because I love listening to audiobooks when I travel to clients' homes. And yes, I'm definitely planning on getting it.
I love it. I love it. Thank you again for having me.
Thank you everyone for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all new episode.